Everywhere, you know, people are running, screaming. They tell me people's been hurt up at the bus stop, yeah. I don't know how badly or whatever.
Our reporter Phil Mackey is in the Moseley area of Birmingham. What happened, Phil? When did this start?
Well, I've been trying to work out, Eddie, exactly, and plotting the path of this tornado. At about 2:45, there was an enormous storm in Birmingham. I was over in the city centre at the time. Very heavy rain, very black skies. Just listening to people and talking to people out on the streets here, it apparently touched down at Kingsheath, which is just the east of the city centre. It's weaved a sort of an S-shaped path through East Birmingham, through Moseley, where I am now, Borsall Heath, Sparkbrook, and into Small Heath. And it's caused an enormous amount of damage. It's very difficult to convey just how many trees are down, how many fences and walls have been blown over, how much debris is littering the streets and getting about from Kingsheath, where I spoke to that man you just heard then in the High Street, which is very badly damaged, to where I am now in Forest Road in Moseley. It's just littered with debris and people trying to walk back home to see how much damage has been done. 8 confirmed casualties in Kingsheath, 3 of them quite badly hurt, but I know that the casualty figure will be much higher. And from what I gather, Sparkbrook, not far from where I am now, that there may be some more serious casualties as well.
What are the emergency services telling you?
Well, they're saying it's a major incident, and they are absolutely everywhere, trying to divert the traffic around, equally trying to clear the roads. I've got Emma Scheel with me, whose house, looks intact, but outside in the yard, there are tiles strewn about us, there are trees down, your fence has gone. Emma, what happened?
It went extremely dark, expected quite a big storm, and it was, as you could tell, just like a tornado straight away. The wind blew the fence down straight away, there were tiles going off in the road. Quite a scary experience, really.
You actually saw the twister, if you like.
Yeah, it really did. It did feel, I've seen tornadoes in Asia before now, and I actually felt like I was in a proper tornado.
And how did you feel?
It was quite scary, and just, yeah, I sort of came out, saw all the tiles, didn't know whether I'd have a roof. It was quite an experience in the centre of Brum.
I mean, Emma's quite lucky, Eddie, because she does have a roof. Several people don't, and I gather some, at least one school building may have lost its roof not far from here. Luckily, of course, the schools are on holiday at the moment.
I take it the tornado has passed through completely and is no longer a danger to anyone else.
It's difficult to work out exactly how long it took. Possibly 3 or 4 minutes to travel about 4 miles, touching down very quickly in each location and causing all the damage. That's the police helicopter buzzing over the top of me at the moment, possibly going to an emergency triage centre, which I'm trying to get to about half a mile north of me at the moment. But the strange thing was, freezing cold and pouring rain all day, terrible storm at 2:45. It's now a good 10 degrees warmer, the sun's shining, and everyone's out in the streets taking pictures on their video mobile phones in their shorts and t-shirts.
That's July for you. Phil Mackey, thank you.